folks, with less than 3 seconds left on the clock, it all comes down to this. There's the snap. He falls back looking for receiver. Oh, look at that pass rush. He's in trouble. No, no, wait. He's scrambling. He gets the ball off. It's high. It's into the end zone. Touchdown.
Yeah, and they win the game.
All right.
Whoa.
Oof. Ouch. Dylan, are you all right?
Yeah, but somebody ought to answer that phone.
You should watch where you're going.
Now you tell me. But hey, we did win the game.
What you doing?
Hey, Jesse.
Okay, it's my turn to quarterback.
You're gonna be late for Whit's class.
What class?
The one about freedom. You know, what it means, how we...
Oh, yeah. So if it's about freedom, then I guess I'm free to stay here and play football with Carter, right?
But you told Mr. Whitaker you'd go. You said you were interested in our country's battle for freedom and...
And I'm free to change my mind. It's too nice to be inside. We're playing football, right, Carter?
Yeah.
Okay, but you two don't know what you're missing.
Let's find the ball and play. Hey, Carter, come here.
What is it?
It's a door. Help me lift it.
It's a tunnel.
Maybe there's a treasure. Come on.
Are you nuts? It's pitch black in there.
Hey, a light switch.
That makes me feel so much better.
Let's see where it goes.
Yeah, sure. Right behind you. Because I have absolutely no common sense whatsoever. I thought the idea was to play football, because it's nice outside.
We are. This is the basement of Wits End.
But this is the First Church of Odyssey.
Yeah, Mr. Whitaker told us it burned down a long time ago before Wits End was built. The tower's the only thing that's...
What is it?
It's the old imagination station.
I didn't know he made more than one.
He built a few versions. I've been in this one before. Let's get in.
I think we should go back and get Mr. Whitaker.
He won't mind. Besides, I know how to work it. Girard County, Kentucky. Hey, it still works.
1856. So what's that?
This must be the last adventure taken in here. You want to go?
To Kentucky in 1856? Why would I want to do that?
It'll be an adventure of some kind. Otherwise, Mr. Whitaker wouldn't program it in.
Wait a minute. What if it's got a glitch or something?
Too late now. Klon 19-7? What's that? Some kind of code?
Beats me, but I'm happy to go back and ask Mr. Whitaker.
Carter? Carter, where'd you go?
Cousin Jane! Is that you? I didn't know you were coming for a visit. Hell,
sorry about the dogs. We're looking for a runaway.
Looking for a what?
Dylan! Dylan! Get me out of here!
Thank you.
see you, boy. Cousin Elizabeth's gonna be really happy to see you, too.
Yeah, sure. Carter?
Who you calling?
I'm looking for a friend.
I've been searching the woods. Haven't seen anybody. Maybe you'll catch him on the road to the house. Go on.
Okay, play along. It's all part of the adventure. Where am I going?
To the house. Just follow the path. How could you forget? I'll catch up with you when I'm done here.
But my friend.
I'll take care of him if I find him.
Great.
Heel, dogs! Don't get down here. It's only gonna get worse for you.
I think you have me confused with someone else.
Uh-huh. You come down here and we'll see if I got it wrong.
Hey, watch it.
Boy, if I was you, I'd be walking very quietly back to the field. You've got your master mighty steamed.
My master? Let go of me.
You want me to sick the dogs on you? Then walk. I've got better things to do than chase slaves. And if you run again, I won't be pulling the dogs off you.
Did you say slaves? Look, mister, this is a big mistake. I'm not who you think I am.
Turn around.
Why?
So you can learn firsthand what happens to slaves that run away. A few lashes should do it.
Dylan, now would be a good time to get me out of here. Dylan!
Elizabeth! Look who's here!
Cousin James, what are you doing here? Did you come all this way by yourself?
Actually, I came with a friend, but I can't seem to find him.
Tain't seen any strangers around here.
Why don't you get him some lemonade?
Oh, you hush. Lemonade? We're just about to serve dinner in the dining room.
But you see my friends out there somewhere, and... Well, maybe I could eat first.
Get to work.
Oof. Huh?
Oh. Henry? Are you okay?
Come on, Henry. Get up.
I'm not Henry, and I can't move.
This is no time for your games, boy. Get up, or they'll whip you again.
You gotta get back to work.
Work?
Is this what you learned from your father? To do fool things like run away in the middle of the day?
Daddy, stop!
Your father died running. Didn't that teach you nothing? Come on.
Careful, Daddy.
It'll be worse for him if he doesn't get up. There. Now bend over as if you're picking the cotton.
What are those people doing?
That's a silly question. You know full well this time of year the slaves are busy in the fields.
Slaves? You mean...
Here you go, James. Your bed's ready. And your Uncle Silas sent up some chocolate. Just ring the bell if you need me.
Whoa! This is the best Imagination Station adventure ever. I hope Carter's having as good a time as this.
Dear Lord, please help him stay strong. Come on, Henry. You can have my bed.
Thanks, Mary.
Here.
What is that?
A salve. It'll help the healing.
No, I mean the song.
My mama used to sing to me before she died. Don't know the name.
Come on, Henry. Time to get up.
What? Already? I just fall asleep.
We got chores to do.
Hey, you!
Me?
Come on! I got a job for you at the house!
Carter!
Dylan!
Is this a great place or what?
Are you crazy?
You should have seen the dinner I had last night. And the bedroom was as big as a gym. Softest bed I ever saw in my life. What?
How do we get back to the Imagination Station?
I'm not sure. Why?
Why? Why? This is why! I'm a slave!
What?
They whipped me with a branch, they made me work in the field, and sleep on straw, and you gotta get me out of here.
I didn't know.
And now you do. So how do we get out of here?
This doesn't make sense. I mean, usually these adventures are fun, and...
How do we get out of here?
That's what I'm trying to say. See, usually Mr. Whitaker's around to turn off the machine, or else I'd have a remote, which I don't have, and... Oh, boy.
Are you saying you don't know how? But I'm in trouble here, Dylan. It hurts.
Well, the pain goes away once the adventure's over.
But it hurts now. Help me.
Back to the field with you.
Okay. Just let me do the talking. Thomas? I think there's been a misunderstanding. If you could please just take us both back to wherever you found us yesterday and we'll just go home like nothing's happened?
You know the rules. Cotton's gotta be picked and every slave's gotta help out.
Oh, no. He's not a slave. He's my friend.
You go and tell that to your cousin. And don't get in my way again. I'm not partial to slave lovers. You, come on.
Dylan.
Just stay out of trouble. I'll find a way back, I promise.
You better hurry. That's it. I'm out of here.
Are you crazy? Running away again?
Yeah, I'm the crazy one. I don't belong here. I'm not a slave.
You won't get away. They'll catch you, and Henry, they'll do a lot worse than Switchy this time. Now come on back with me.
There they are!
Too late. Run!
You slaves don't learn nothing. This is the last straw.
You're acting as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
You're both going to the auction this afternoon. The master said to sell any more runaways. No questions asked.
No, please no. I want to see my daddy.
Auction? But you can't sell people.
We ain't selling people.
Oh, no. Is there some kind of auction tomorrow?
Sure is. We got some cotton to sell, a couple of horses. Some slaves, I think.
Slaves? You mean someone's going to... buy them?
Well, they're not gonna give them away for free.
Carter, I can't believe this.
A good scene.
Howdy, James. What you doing here?
I heard that some slaves are going to be sold. I wanted to say goodbye to one of them.
That's why it's not a good idea to get friendly with the slaves. Oh, they're over there. But you better hurry. They're about to go up for auction.
Sold for 15 to the gentleman in the back row. All right, ladies and gentlemen, up next, we have a fine young specimen. He hails from South County, the Barker Plantation. Was never overworked in the fields. Look at the strong leg muscles in the upper body.
Dylan! Shh! I'm getting you out of here. Come on, through there. It leads to an open field and then some woods.
Are you sure?
It's our only chance. They're going to sell you in a minute.
Mary, we're leaving.
No. It's running away that got us in trouble in the first place. I want my daddy.
Hurry up!
5, 8, 6, 6. Do I hear 6? 6. To you, sir, in the back. 6. 6 to Debbie, 7.
Where do you two think you're going?
To get some fresh air?
You, go back to where you belong.
But I don't want to be sold.
You will be sold, or worse if they catch you running. Now go back there before they find out you're missing. As for you, come with me.
Let go, you're stretching my ear.
Quiet. Do you want to help your friend escape?
Huh?
If you do, then you're going about it the wrong way. I can help you.
Help me?
I'm Reverend Andrew, and...
Everything okay, James?
Yeah, everything's fine.
All right. You let me know if you need anything.
Meet me in the woods behind the stables in 15 minutes. So, are you an abolitionist?
A what?
You want to abolish slavery.
Definitely.
And you're willing to do everything you can to help your friend and folks like him?
Well, sure.
Anything? Remember, you said that. Now, I know where they'll take your friend once he's sold. A holding compound until his new owner comes to get him tomorrow. Let's go.
This is Reverend Andrew.
Hi.
We're leaving?
Have faith, child. With God's help, we'll get you north, to the Free States, then Canada.
No, wait. I won't go without my daddy. It's no good being free if he's still chained up.
Where is he?
At the Mitchell Plantation.
All right, then. James and I'll go back for him. Here's a map. You two meet us right here. There's a horse and a wagon next to a big oak tree. We'll meet you as soon as we can. Hurry.
Did you say we are going back?
That's right. You told me you were willing to do anything to help, didn't you?
I did. I got my friend free.
And you think that's enough? You're satisfied with one person's freedom when there's so many in bondage?
But...
if you truly believe that all men are created equal by God, then you have to be willing to sacrifice your own freedom to secure someone else's. So what will it be? Make your choice.
Oh, Lord, be with my daughter, wherever they done sold her, and heal my broken heart.
Levi.
Good evening, sir.
We're here to help you escape.
I don't know nothing about escaping, sir.
Do you want to see your daughter again?
Of course I do.
Then you better come with us.
Why do you reckon they're shooting them fireworks tonight? Is it some kind of celebration?
Beats the tar out of me. Weren't there fireworks at the Jackson Plantation last month?
Oh, yeah. That's when those slaves escaped. I guess the fireworks were used by the abolitionists as some kind of a...
a diversion. To help the slaves get away. Hurry, Thomas!
What if they don't come? What are we supposed to do if they don't come?
We need to pray that they do come.
The fireworks are finished. By now they've figured out they're missing some slaves.
Are we almost there?
There's a path just off the road ahead. The wagon's hidden back there.
I hear horses coming.
It may be trouble. You two take the path. Go to the wagon. James, here's a copy of the map. Now follow it closely and never stray from it or you might get caught. I've marked the stopping places.
But what about you?
I'll deal with these riders and catch up with you as soon as I can. But don't wait for me. Now go!
But...
I said go! And may God be with you.
Who's there?
Captain America. Who do you think?
You made it.
Mary!
Daddy!
No time, darling. We have to go. Yeah, get on there.
But where's Andrew?
He's coming, I hope.
Hello there, preacher.
Howdy, sirs.
Out for a late night stroll?
I am. There's nothing wrong with that, I hope.
Not usually, but we've got some runaway slaves we're looking for.
We figure it's the work of those confounded abolitionists, setting off fireworks, helping the slaves escape in the confusion.
They're sneaky creatures, all right.
Yes, sir, you are.
I beg your pardon?
I've really had my eye on you since you came to these parts. Funny how slaves started running away around the time you showed up. You were talking to Cousin James earlier, and wouldn't you know, two slaves from the auction are gone.
What do you mean, sir? What has that got to do with me?
To be truthful, sir, we think you're one of them abolitionists. Get your hands up, and don't try anything funny. Let's see what you're carrying.
Hey!
Aha! What's this?
It's my Bible.
So it is. Hold that. Look at here, Thomas. It's a map. What do all these X's mean?
I'm a traveling preacher. Those X's are places where I stop.
So you say.
So I do. Now, unless you gentlemen have evidence against me and want to take me into Judge Perkins, I'll resume my walk.
Oh, take your Bible and be on your way.
But you better be careful, preacher man. I'm watching you.
And God watches all of us, my friend. Good night.
He's up to something. I just know it.
This is the house. Hide under the hay while I check it out.
May I help you?
Sorry to trouble you, ma'am, but Reverend Andrew sent us?
Ah, he did. Good. But you said us. Where are the rest of you?
Here we are.
Well, thank the Lord, and welcome to the Underground Railroad.
That was a mighty fine meal, ma'am.
Yeah, delicious.
Thank you. Are you still hungry?
No, ma'am.
You make sure you eat enough. You've got a long journey tomorrow night. And just because you're across the Ohio River doesn't mean you're free. They can come up here and get you. It's the law. You have to keep going until you get to Canada. Hurry! The three of you go out the back.
Oh, Lord.
I'll go to the door and stall whoever it is.
Whew, I've had a long night. What's it take for a man to get a cup of coffee around here?
Reverend Andrew!
Well?
Levi's nowhere to be found.
I knew it. That's three. Three escaped, right under everyone's noses.
Looks that way.
It's that Reverend Andrew, I tell you. I'm gonna find him, and then he'll know what I think of abolitionists.
How are you gonna find him?
I'll just have to... Wait a minute. This is how I'll find him.
So this is it, huh? Freedom?
Not freedom for everyone yet, but it's home to me. My church is that way.
Wait a second. What do you mean, not freedom for everyone yet?
Well, like a lot of towns, it hasn't decided where it stands on the issue of slavery yet. And so the people have tolerated the slaves coming to freedom, but they also don't stop the mercenaries from coming up and kidnapping the slaves back.
You're kidding. That's legal?
Yep, it's legal, all right. Reverend, it was sure nice of you to leave us right to our slaves.
Run for the woods!
We're gonna have to follow on foot.
Go into the church! Across the green!
Repent of this sin. Turn around and repent.
You must be joking, preacher man.
Get out of my way.
Where's he going?
They're coming.
Here, help me put this pew against the door.
Hey, wait a minute. I know where we are. Come on, to the basement.
How do you know there's a basement?
Trust me. Come on. There's a door to a tunnel here. Somewhere. It leads into the woods.
Oh, how did you know?
Never mind. They're coming.
Everyone, this way.
Wait, Carter, look.
It's about time.
What's wrong? Hurry!
I'm sorry. We have to say goodbye here.
Goodbye? They'll catch you.
I can't explain it to you, Reverend, but have faith. We'll be fine.
God bless you, Reverend. And please make sure Mary and Levi are safe.
I will. I will. God bless you both.
Bye.
I thought you said they came down here.
But they did! I seen them!
Back upstairs! There must be another door!
Dylan!
Whoa! Mr. Whitaker, you scared us!
I saw someone in the old imagination station, and so I turned it off.
That was a dangerous thing to do. This machine is old and sometimes malfunctions. You should have talked to me first.
I'm sorry. It was all my idea. But we had a great adventure. We were on a plantation and escaped on the Underground Railroad.
Well, you had a great adventure, but I didn't know Wits End was part of the Underground Railroad.
Slaves use that very tunnel to escape. It's something I've mentioned a few times in my classes about freedom. You should come join us once in a while. It's amazing what you'll learn.
Yeah, I know. That whole Underground Railroad thing was so cool.
Cool? Hey, it's not cool that slaves had to run for their lives. I didn't like it at all. I'm glad things are different now.
They're different in some ways, but there are other ways we still treat people with less dignity than they deserve. We have to remember that all life is precious in God's sight, and we'd do well to try to look at others the way God looks at us. That's why I created this program, to demonstrate 2 Chronicles 19:7, which says, "With God, there is no injustice or partiality. God loves all his children."
That's what the 2 Chron 19:7 meant?
Uh-huh. Well, since you boys used the imagination station without permission, I think it's only fair that you help me clean up around here.
Fair enough, Mr. Whitaker.
Thank you.